DJW Mobile. DJC. 4DJW. Can't talk long, almost to the transfer station. That's all it takes. Good morning or afternoon, whatever it is, I don't have my watch on.
David, you don't, when you're retired, you don't need a watch unless you have an appointment.
Track of what's going on with my heart beats. So I normally wear it, but today I took it off the charger and I've been in the car or the truck all morning and I keep forgetting to put it up back on.
Retired life is suiting you very well. It's enjoyable. Just like you say, if you don't plan your day, somebody else will do it for you. Any flying lately, or has the weather been pretty good? It's been a little cool.
On doing that this afternoon. Got everything all charged up at home. I think the last batch finished charging before I left. So after I make this run to the transfer station, I'll load the truck up with airplanes and head over to the airfield and keep something in the sky until all the batteries are drained.
A better day than yesterday. It got a little windy. Was it yesterday? It got a little windy in the afternoon, or am I thinking about maybe Sunday?
Before yesterday where it got windy, I was talking to Steve on the telephone and looking out the front window, and there was a whirlwind of leaves in my front yard. It looked like a miniature tornado of leaves, but I got all them up yesterday, so I'm in pretty good shape now where, as far as leaves are concerned. And yeah, the wind isn't supposed to be bad, not the steady wind or the gusts this afternoon.
Sunday when it got real gusty Sunday afternoon, it was calm, and it just like all of a sudden it just got windy after about 1 o'clock, I think, maybe somewhere in the, around that range. But today ought to be a great day though. It's nice, the weather's nice, a little cool, but you know, it's not bad out there, and the sky is just as blue as it can be. So wind stays around under 5 miles an hour, you'll be in good shape. What you flying now?
Out here at where I am right now, I'm waiting in line, and it looks like a mirror. You can see what's on the other side of the lake, in the lake, with as high a definition as it is on the upper side, as it is on the lower side, in the reflection. But I'm taking 3 airplanes and 2 multirotors, 1 Bloody Wonder, 1 Atomic Dolphin, 1 Blixer. Those are the fixed-wing airplanes, and then a Maverick Mini, or Mavic Mini, and a Spark multirotors. And those are the kind that you can just kind of like set them up there in the sky and have them taking pictures while you're doing other stuff.
I never made the jump to the drone because it's just so far from a drive to be able to fly it with any, you know, outside of the yard. So that's the only thing that's held me up. If something was a little closer, I'd probably have one. But sounds like you got the whole thing covered. Is a Blixer? Which one is that? Now, I'm not that. That name sounds familiar, but I'm not that familiar with that airplane.
Like a glider, the wings are like up on a pontoon, and the motor is behind the wings, and it points down. It's a pusher. So the hang on a minute. Somebody got to guide the traffic here. I'll be back in just a second. Oh, that guy was an old CBer, and he wanted to know about ham radio, W4DJW.
DC here. So that Blixer just like a pusher glider? I mean, is it a built-up or what?
Molded foam, and it's a high wing. The fuselage is under the wing, and the motor is mounted at an angle so that the prop points up into the back, to the rudder, points up like to the top of the rudder, which makes it push down, which pushes down aft of the CG, which makes the nose go up, if that makes any sense.
I have to look that one up. That looks like that would be a nice plane. Yeah, the injection motor foam, you don't have to worry too much about them. Of course, they're a lot better now than they were when they first started building them. But those planes are pretty durable, too.
Don't cost near as much, and if you lose them, you can replace them quicker. They're just better all the way around. But I still don't like a foam airplane, but they are better. It's just me being old. I like them also with built up with Monaco on it or silk span with dope, that kind. That's what's pretty to me. These others, the foam ones, they're functional. They're functionally, they're better than the balsa built up and the heat shrink plastic. But they're just not as pretty, and they just don't feel as solid, and they just don't. They don't. They're kind of fluffy in the air rather than flying through the air. You know what I mean?
Look, they got a little flex in them, I guess. I remember the last time I flew anything, I had a foam wing on it. It was an old HRC glider that had it's just a hand launch glider type deal, or a band launch deal. It had a daggum, it had one of those old pulse proportional radios, like little waggers, tail waggers, I guess, you know, but. And it was on, I had that on 6 meters, as a matter of fact, on 54, and I had my ham license then, and bought that thing, and all you had to do was just glue it out, you know, stick it together, but the fuselage was a build-up, and it was a good-looking kit. It had the balls, I mean, it had the foam wing, and had the dowels and that sort of thing, and I was in Rock Hill then, remember, to let this thing drop off. Hill near the house with a big field out in front of it that was owned by the guy that my wife worked for, who was a builder and developer there, Warren Norman Ralph, the congressman is his son, and Lynn worked for them for 15, 16 years, I guess. And it was about January, February, and I launched that thing off that hillside up about 60 feet or so, and a thermal caught that thing, Dave, and it took me about an hour to get it. We were close to back where I could get it in that field again. And I've been using them in the past, you know, at down here below the dam when I was living in Harlow. I just launched them off the where the dam was down there, the earthen part of it, and I would get them back. But I had tried that little inexpensive deal before it. It like I said, it took me about an hour to get it back close enough where I could retrieve it.
Thought I had a little one like that I did the same thing. Well, I'm backed in a slot. I got to unload, and then I'll be back. W4DJW.
Second. N4DJC, clear and monitor.
KW. I'm back and out of wind, Jerry.
DJW, N4DJC. Dave, that was awful fast. You sound like you jogged out there. Yeah, you were talking about the built-up stuff. I tell you, there's something about the build-up. Yeah, I guess, like you know, when I started out, there just wasn't anything. That's the way you did it. But something about those built-up wings with that transparent monocoque or super monocoque on it just makes, especially if the wing structure is a nice, you know, attractive wing structure with the airfoils. You know, some of the nice airfoils they used to have back in the 70s, they just made a beautiful plane, I thought. And I just never warmed up to the foam stuff. To give you an idea, I've got a half a mouse racer. I don't know whose kid it was. I built it back in the late 70s, I guess. And it's got a 049 Cox Black Widow on it. And it's got left hand prop, left hand everything. So it pulls instead of pushes. And I've never turned that thing over. My grandson was out there looking at it the other day. He said, Papa, he says, you ever going to fly that plane? I said, you know, we might just do that if we can find enough room. I've still got the control. And that engine never been started. But it's, I bet that'd be a lot of fun if I could keep up with it.
Like that I bought at a swap meet. It was red. It was all red. It was all balsa built up, and the wing was covered with silk span, and it was all painted red. And it had one of those half a Black Widows on it. And I got it for my son, and it was two-channel rudder and elevator. The wing was just a wing. There's no mechanics in the wing. It's just rubber band on the fuselage. And it was fun to fly. I'd take it out there and hand launch it. My son learned to fly on that with rudder and elevator only. And I told him, you know, in the beginning, just when it starts flying away, just hold a little rudder into it till it comes back. It had dihedral in the wing. And the wingspan was probably maybe 30 inches or something like that, if that. Might not even have been that. But it was a floater. you can like run alongside it and hold it with your hand and let go of it and grab it back and let go of it. That's how much of a floater it was. The Bossa built up with its silk span or the monocoat, either one, just seemed to fly a lot better than these foam models do. I notice when it's really windy with the foam models, they kind of like flap their wings. Looks kind of like a bird flying.
This is like a mini rat racer. This is all Bossa construction, solid wing, that sort of thing. This just got an elevator's control. This is a control line plane. That tells you how long ago it was. But they were popular up in that area. We used to fly them some, but I never flew this one at all. But, that silk span and all that other stuff, it's just a different world. Years ago, the combat planes were all like that, and I flew half-A combat, control line combat for a while, and it was all built up, and then now you can't, I think the only thing you can buy now is just all foam, and now I would imagine it'd be a lot of fun to do that. But now I was talking about a control line mouse racer. I think they do about 60 or 70 miles an hour, because it's just a profile Bossa with a solid Bossa wing, and it's got an elevator, and that's it.
Remember those? Do you remember the control line with the built-up wing? It had the ribs and the silk span and everything, called a Stinger 2. Do you remember those?
That was during our time period, Davey. I remember those. And a lot of guys ran when I was living down in America. So there was a flying field somewhere. I want to say it was over there somewhere, maybe near Cordell or somewhere over there on Lake Blackshire. And they had control line fields already paved. It might have been closer to Warner Robins. I don't remember now. It's been close to 50 years ago. They had control line fields laid out, had RC fields laid out, too. It was a big, big place, and they used to fly those Ringmasters and stuff, those built-up stunt planes out there. And, those things had, 50-inch wingspans or so. They do wing overs of those things. They were just gorgeous flying in there with that monocoat on them.
I had a Viking 2, the second generation Viking. It's free flight. It had the wing up on a pod, and it had double dihedral. And, the wings, the main wings had dihedral, and then the wingtips had even more dihedral. And it had this pylon that the wings set on top of, and it had a plateau on top of the pylon, and that's where the wings set, and you rubber band them on. And I had a 049 on the front of that. Now, this had a 6-foot wingspan, but it was super, super light. A box-style fuselage with a lifting airfoil on the tail surface on the elevator. And the whole elevator moved, not just the whole horizontal stabilizer was the elevator. And then a big, nice big rudder up there that had a little bit of turn in it. And it's free flight. My cousin had the Stinger too, which was control line. And I was tired of flying the Viking 2. They'll wear you out because you got to run for a long, long way. I was ready to fly something where I could stand still or go around in circles. He was ready to move. He was tired of standing still, so we swapped. And that worked out pretty good. That was my intro to control line. I flew the hound out of that thing. I think I left it up in my dad's attic. And I think they did a trip to the transfer station like I've been making lately without telling me about it, because it just sort of disappeared. Never really cracked it up, had little bumps and bruises, but always fixable. All painted, all gray. And you could do the wing overs like you were saying. We put cray paper on the tail, and two of us fly at the same time. We wouldn't try to hit each other, but we'd try to cut each other's cray paper. That was a lot of fun. Those were the days, weren't they?
Back in those days, the little combat wings were, they flew that, it must have been I can't think of the brand name now. I mean, it was an old American company. It had, they flew those 36s in those combat planes. Those things, they were fast. And they flew the 40s and that sort of thing in the stunt planes. But that Viking, that is a real, real old design. If I'm thinking correctly, Dave, that thing's been around since the 40s or 50s, I'm sure.
Absolutely right. That was the first one that I had that actually flew. I built smaller ones, and that's where I learned that there's such thing as a warped wing, which will make it fly like a corkscrew through there. So I cut my teeth on those little rubber band wound ones to get them to where they would fly straight and level before I went to the gas powered or the alcohol powered, alcohol and castor oil powered. But yeah, that Viking was a really, really old one. I got the kit. The kit was old when I got it, and I was a, I don't know if I was a teenager yet. I was probably transitioning between being a preteen and a teenager when I got that thing. And that stayed in the attic for years and years, too. And eventually, I think it got the same fate as the Stinger. But my cousin had it for a while, and then he moved down here with us, and he brought it with, and he lived in our house for a while with us. And that's when it wound up in my dad's attic. We had his attic full of airplane stuff. Anyway, Jerry, I'm here. I'm backing the truck into the garage door, and I'm going to load up some airplanes. W4DJW.
As always, Dave, always makes my heart warm to think about the old days of flying, especially. But anyway, you have a great afternoon. It looks like it's going to be a good one. And I did want to check on one thing to you. Let me know how everything turns out. I hope you have a good flying afternoon today. But I don't see any reason why you should. Have a great day. 73 N4DJC clear.
Enjoy talking about the old airplanes. Somebody that knows what they are. It is nice to be able to talk about that to somebody who can relate. You got the same mental pictures in your head I do. Anyway, take care. Good talking to you. W4DJW clear.
KB2HXS mobile listening.